This is 7AD, 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
So I hear you're going to be a TV star shortly, is that right?
We'll see. We'll see.
What's going on?
ABC, 7Zeta Report. They're going to shoot it this week. Yeah.
About?
About one of our dodgy door knocker segments on Power Savers.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's all good.
Right. Meanwhile, changes in the solar world.
That's right. For many years on Power Savers, we've been trying to get the message out on how to avoid a negative solar experience. And last week, the Clean Energy Regulator, the CER, has announced there is to be some sweeping changes on how solar installer accreditations will be managed. Up until now, solar installers and designers have had their accreditations managed and controlled by the Clean Energy Council, and they held a monopoly position. You could deal with whoever you liked as long as it was the Clean Energy Council.
Yeah.
This unfortunate, there was never any competitive or regulatory pressure to actually do the job properly. So guess what, Darren? They didn't. So the Clean Energy Regulator has announced they'll be taking back the overall control and management, and they'll subcontract numerous industry representative bodies to actually, you know, do the back-end work, and then they'll sit above those doing the final yes and no's.
So they're subcontracting.
Basically, yeah. And so there'll be master electricians will be one, like I reckon NECA will be another, there'll be a Smart Energy Council. So there's a heap of industry representative bodies out there who have a membership base, and they will be allowed to process the sort of the installation design accreditations, but then the CER will sit above all of them and have the final say.
Right.
Yeah. So this come out of a review that finally announced what we all knew, that there are poor quality installers and shonky operators in the solar industry. The current bodies, the policies and structure and processes have failed to control or eliminate them, and the change is required. Finally.
Okay.
Finally. We finally got some movement in the right directions. So one of the findings is out of the review was 6% of the 4,500 accredited installers were signing off on 37% of all solar installations in the country. This is because they're never actually on site installing. They just sit in an office and they've got teams. Well, the companies who's doing this approach, the best they're utilising teams of apprentices, but more often as not, teams of unskilled labour, such as backpackers doing electrical work and attaching panels to houses. And they're just sitting back in the office just signing off on this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But they're never there. So these changes might finally go some way to levelling the playing field for those doing the right thing versus those intent on doing the wrong thing. This also reinforces our consistent message here on Power Savers that is stick local.
Yep.
Yep. Local providers have nowhere to hide. Local providers doing the wrong thing are not going to last long in our community if they're doing shoddy work or installing substandard materials. It's that simple. And as we mentioned a bit earlier, we're talking about the impact of Power Savers. One of our segments called The Dodgy Door Knockers Are Back, which we turned into a blog that went on our DMS Energy website. It's been picked up by ABC 730 Report, and this week I'll be doing a story with them on how to avoid door-knocking solar scams. And that's going to be aired sometime in the future across the country. DMS Energy have also been working behind the scenes to get some legislation put in place at a state level to make it harder for these rogues to go around conning nanas out of their life savings. We're finally getting some traction, and the Master Electricians Association have thrown their weight behind our campaign to protect our most vulnerable from the vultures.
It's considerable weight too.
It is. Yeah, very considerable. Lastly, we have some new installation standards on the cusp of being released, Darren. So public comments are finally closed, the final revision's underway. But at this point in time, it's looking like rooftop isolators may become optional now. You know how we've talked about they want to catch fire and do silly things? Well, we may or may not have to use them anymore. The 600-volt max domestic DC voltage cap will be lifted. There's quite a few good things in it. There are also a few things in this new standard that is going to make it a little bit spicy for installers to contend with. But all in all, we're starting to see some movement in the right direction in the solar industry. So the new AS5833 solar installation standard will be released, I think, early next year.
Okay.
So there you have it, mate. The current behind-the-scenes wrap-up of the solar industry and all that's going on. So keep an eye out on ABC 730 Report and you'll see why it said I have a face for radio.
It's the oldest radio gag in the world. Well done. All right, DMS Energy, and you can see that ugly face at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. He's not horrid, okay?
Depends who you talk to.
Or you can give him a call on 1300 502 599. And what's that website?
All the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
And on the facey as well. And if you have any questions for Adrian for Power Savers, then you can shoot them through to his Facebook page. And we'll see if we can answer them on Power Savers in the future at 7AD and 7BU.
Cheers, mate. See ya.